Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is time again for a daily crop progress report. We head up to west central Minnesota to the Felton, Minnesota area, kind of the northern end of the state. We bring in our friend Mark Philbrand from Big Dog Ag. And Mark, how are things looking up in your neck of the woods?
Well, they're looking pretty good. Beets are coming off. That's good. Trying to get them in ahead of this weather that's coming. But it'll be nice to get a pre-pile set up and get it so that these beet plants can get started, and that'll be good. Then they'll just keep moving around to each piler and keep opening up. It sounds like it's going to be a little wet tomorrow.
Yeah, it depends on where you're at, and I heard the levels are flowing a little bit. I know southern end of the valley earlier this week, they were talking maybe 2-3 inches of rain. Now I know that's kind of changed a little bit, but we'll see. Northern end of the valley, maybe an inch or so. Rain is needed, Mark, but I'm guessing probably not 2-3 inches right now.
Well, we took the first rain that we've got is all went in. We haven't really had any of that runoff, so that's good. So, and we probably got room for a little bit more now again, but
okay.
Rather not when we're trying to lift beets up. That's not the funnest in the world, and we also got beans that are getting ready to be taken off.
I should ask you, how are the roads? Are they picking up a lot of mud from the fields, or has not been too bad?
No, it's really been really good. Very little mud on the road, so that just shows that it really absorbed all that moisture that came.
Very good. Well, Mark, let's talk small grains first. Anything really left in your neck of the woods, or is there still the sporadic field out there?
Well, I was up around Annetta here just yesterday and found a section of wheat up there that's still out there, and the guys we work with up there, they were helping the neighbor get finished up, but that wasn't the same guy. So there's at least one section of wheat up just north and west of Annetta, so.
Have you heard any numbers from people that took off wheat when I was way up in northern North Dakota? Gosh darn, the fields look pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think right around here it ran anywhere from 60 to 90. But right over in that Hope area, man alive, they I think have been the brunt of everything there, right in there and around for about 50 miles. Their wheat only ran 20 bushel over in that area, and a lot of their stuff is burning up. But the big thing that I was interested in is you see all these trucks out in pastures, and a big deal is they're having to bring water out to these cattle, and that's definitely been not a normal situation that you'd be looking at. But so they're taking water out to the animals to make sure they keep hydrated.
And I'm sure good quality water too. With the heat, you just don't know with algae and other things that can pop up. Mark, let's talk a little soybeans and corn. How are things looking there in the Felton area?
Well, looking good. The beans are really turning. Corn is already going to start to turn. I think we'll probably have some of these beans off even before Big Iron, which is kind of an oddity, especially when usually we're trying to finish them up after that. But I wouldn't be surprised to see some of this corn come off before the end of September also, and that's definitely going to be on the early side.
All right. Still kind of irregular corn in your area, or is everything pretty uniform, not bad?
No, real irregular, because any of the lower spots where normally the water sits, now those are all dried up, and so that's those are way further ahead than some of the other stuff that's on the side hills and that. So it's gonna be interesting. In fact, a guy up by Hope yesterday, they were doing silage, and it was running anywhere from 4 ton an acre to 20 ton an acre on a pass. So
wow.
That's kind of all over the board. So I think that's kind of the way the harvest is going to be. There's going to be big swings in yield as you just drive down the field.
Again, that's Mark Philbrand from Big Dog Ag. This is Inside Agriculture.